Raise your hand if you're aging. You have a pre-existing condition in the eyes of insurance companies. To a doctor or an old nurse like me, that just means we need to take care of you.
That's Robin Smith, a Republican who successfully ran for Tennessee State House District 26 in this week's elections. I'm Michael Edward Miller for WTC. Smith and several Hamilton County candidates from both major parties had something in common. For them, health care wasn't just a campaign issue, it was a profession. And for such candidates, their professional experience motivated them to run and influenced their political positions.
Health care is controlled by government and insurance companies. It's time for health care to be controlled by patients and doctors. That can be done at the state level.
In terms of providing medical care, it doesn't always have to be a doctor.
This is Dr. Brent Morris, a Democrat who unsuccessfully ran for District 27. A pediatrician, he says when he dealt with TennCare, it had some miserable aspects, but he still believes in the general principle of universal health care. More people with insurance would mean more patients, so he talked about more types of medical providers.
And in fact, right now, the provider has been expanded to include a lot of other folks other than just doctors. For instance, my wife is a nurse practitioner.
Esther Helton is another provider-turned-politician. She was a nurse for 36 years. A Republican, she won District 30, one of her ideas to bring down health care costs, transparency in pricing.
If we could get TennCare to have transparency in pricing and the health state benefit program transparency in pricing, possibly private insurance would follow suit. And I think that would help, because when we increase access to health care, costs will come down.
Dr. Danielle Mitchell is a family physician and a Democrat who sought, but didn't win, Tennessee's 3rd District in the U.S. House. She's a proponent of the Affordable Care Act and this idea.
Let's actually disallow members of Congress and their family members from being able to invest in things like health care. That's a key infrastructure item that our nation, and particularly our state, is really struggling with. So when we actually get the hands out of the cookie jars, we actually make a huge, meaningful impact.
The two Republican winners, Robin Smith and Esther Helton, will go on to serve in the state legislature. Bill Lee, Tennessee's new governor, said during the campaign that he wants to cut Medicaid spending, but hasn't given specifics on policy. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.